Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on Kaya 959.
As mentioned, it is the 14th of January, so we're 14 days into the new year, and normally the thing that we get is new year, new me. I personally don't advocate to new year, new me. I just rather have a different version of me in certain aspects of my life. But the nice thing about it is that when you get into a new year, it basically represents new beginnings, right? Mm-hmm. We were talking a bit earlier, Antikwe, about how your kiddies are going to a new school and you're excited.
Yes.
Are you going to be there taking care of them? Because on Wednesday, so I'm not in tomorrow.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm not in is because my son is starting at a new school and I want to be there. Mommy wants to hold his hand to make sure that he's fine.
Yes.
And we handle the anxiety of a
together.
New environment and everything together, right? Because it's a new beginning, not only for him, but for me as well, because I'm hoping that the school will work out, right? So, Tsikwe, are you going to be there?
I'm going to be here working. But, however,
we can ask Katie, Kate on Katie, right?
Yes.
Right now, right live.
She is listening. I can
yeah,
for
sure.
I'm going to go pick her up afterwards. So her mother's going to drop her off at school tomorrow. Yeah, it's her first day at grade one, guys.
Yes, lovely. So cute.
Tigwe's going to make sure she gets to school on time.
You know?
That's right.
With
that's
the traffic.
Exactly.
With the traffic.
There we go.
And he has intel on the traffic. So on a personal note, are there things that you aspiring to achieve in terms of, you know, new beginnings?
Yeah, so last year I just started, you know, with my triathlon, you know, training. So I got very hectic into that. So I always wanted to do Ironman.
Yeah.
I've done a few triathlon, you know, races, you know, like Tin Man and the likes, you know, the auto in general one. I also want to do the Comrades. So I'm training.
You?
Yeah, so I'm training for that as well. So
that is hectic.
Never done the Comrades, so let's see if it happens. But here's the tricky thing about it is that you have to qualify for the Comrades.
Really?
I think that's the case.
And you've already said it live on air.
I said
so
it live, so people
are
going to hold me accountable to this one. Yeah,
exactly.
There we go.
Buhle, what are your new beginnings for the new year?
It's all business. Starting a new business venture. I don't want to talk too much about
nice,
it.
I'm still
in the nation stage of my of a license at the DMRE, so I'll keep it at that. But yeah, okay. Very excited. A totally different industry I've never been in. Well, I've dabbled, but not as deep as I'm going into, so I'm really excited.
That's fantastic.
That's lovely. Well, with me, it's two things. I love creative writing, and I've always, you know, writers, the bane of our existence. It's just like, you just have to get in front of the laptop and write.
Yeah.
So I really want to commit to that this year.
So we're expecting a book from Katlego Sokoto
this year. Yes.
Wow.
Not this year.
Okay.
But the building blocks.
The process is there.
And also, I'm one of those people who are genuinely excited about AI and ChatGPT and research and podcasting and using technology to tell the stories that we always tell.
Yeah.
But like getting really technical about it in a way that people enjoy the content that they watch.
I'm finally starting my podcast. We're on the same. I'm finally starting my podcast.
Is that your new beginning?
That's one of many. One of many, but it's the one that I'm most excited about. I started it last year, shot a few episodes, never put it out. So this year, I'm actually just going to get more serious about it.
I love
actually
that.
Put it out. It's the fear, guys. It's the fear.
Of being great.
No, it's the fear of being judged. What if it doesn't work out? But then again, I look back, I'm like, what if it does?
Exactly.
You know, what if it does? So that's what we're talking about. It is a new year and many people are starting new things. So what is it that you are embarking on in the year of our Lord 2025? Is it a new diet or a new eating plan? A new, you know, maybe you started hitting the gym and you are telling yourself that I'm going to be consistent with going to the gym. It could be a new job. Maybe you got a new baby. What is your new beginning for this year? And are you excited or like me? Are you a little bit scared?
Mina, this year I'm planning to do my marathons. I've been postponing it for, it's been 2 years now. I will. I'm going to do it. I'm going to register for a post-grad. And I'm also dedicating this to just being a present mother. So these three things are my main goals, just to marathons, marathons, being a present mother, fully present mother, and doing my postgrad. I don't know how I'm going to be a present mother and still study for postgrad, but I am doing it.
Trust me, women know how to do it. You will find a way.
So a new me that is now in very late 30s, I'm looking for a second property, you know. That's a new me. I need a second property that will sort of like generate 30 income for me. So I am investing my energy on it, and I've given myself a timeline and a deadline that by the end of that particular month that I've set in my head, we need to have another property that will make us money, you know, and it's doable. I know I'll get to that. I say this with so much smile, so much conviction, you know, we'll get that.
I love that. All the best on that project. Sol Penduga.
Yebo.
So go on.
Let's share the next one.
Sol?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, I'm sorry, this line is bad.
No, it's not bad. I don't know what was happening with someone talking about Shell.
Oh, yeah. It's an old classmate of mine coming to drop off her kid as well.
You are at Malaika's new school, and that is the reason you are not in today. Tell us about Malaika. How is she feeling? How is she coping with the first day at big school?
Well, she's excited. I think it's because it's not a new school. She was in grade R here, so, obviously excited to see her friends again. And, you know, I think they've always been seeing the same kids in blazers. So grade R, they just wear, like, golf T-shirts. So I think it's just the excitement of being part of the cool, bigger gang now.
Yeah.
And she just settled in class very well. Obviously saw her friends, had to find her desk. And, yeah, she's excited.
How about you? How are you feeling? Now your kid is in big school.
She's 18. I held her in my arms in March, 26th of March. And now there she is in grade one. It's just incredible how much they grow, even though there's still a long way to go. But it's always a reflective moment, and a moment where we all as parents just beam with pride. And because of... You know, sometimes, especially with your firstborn, you're like, am I even capable of raising a child?
Yeah.
And, you know, and you see how you're doing, and you always maybe doubt yourself, feeling like you're not doing enough. And but you always get the assurance from everybody else that, nah, you're doing a great job. Just being around and being there for these milestones, I think it means a lot. Especially a lot of us, grade one and all the big milestones at school, our parents weren't there because some of our parents didn't have cars.
True.
They'll just ship you off to school in the school transport. So, you know, just to be with the kid at these times, it's always just beautiful.
Stunning.
And you hope one day, you know, you remember it and hold on to those memories.
Stunning. So thank you very much for flying the flag of being a good present father in spite of your very busy schedule. I'm sure Malaika appreciates you a lot. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
I don't think we'll do any
of these for a very long time because I actually choose was born.
Don't be that guy, Sol. But thank you very much for the catch-up. That is that is Sol Penduka bringing us straight into the news headlines. Do keep bringing those WhatsApp voice notes. We'd love to hear what your new beginning is all about.
Good morning, Kaya family. This year, I've told myself, I need to win, go Kaya. I need to win. And each and every competition, I am going in.
Yes. Love it for you.
Yeah, I need to win this year, Hashem. You guys are doing a competition. I need to win. Each and every competition, I'm winning. My name is Winner this year. Ah la la, don't call me Kuliso anymore. Call me Winner. Have a beautiful one.
Thank you very much, Kuliso.
Yo, Mpo, you and I are in the same boat. My son, who's turning 5, he's studying at the new school after 4 years from a previous school where he started when he was 8 months. So, this year he's studying at the new school. I'm anxious. I'm so anxious. And for me, I had to also organize transport for him because it's going to be impossible for me to travel with him like before. So for the past 4 years, I've been traveling with him, dropping him off, collecting him. Now it's going to be different routes now. So I'm so excited, yet I'm so nervous. I can't wait for tomorrow to end so that when he comes back, and I ask him, how was the day, how was school, and so forth. But yeah, I'm looking forward though. Thank you. Great show.
Yo, Wafitu. Mina, this year I want to do my postgrad in financial planning. Actually, you guys just reminded me. I need to check when do registrations close. And Tikwe, you got this. Train, Baba. Train.
Mpo, my boy, for me, it's not about me, new beginning. It's about my finance, even a new beginning to me. Even smart like me, wise like me, beautiful like me. Mpago, even equal, even mpago like me. Nyaitela, this year, man, nyaitela, man, the finance, ngang punyu, nyaitela. Yoni kona marangazi slip away. Koto salai. This year, I'm nyaki finance, nkadu zegim tu, nyaitela, nkela mapogoto, am abe right, abe grand.
I'm definitely with you on that one. Amapogoto, mawabe, nice and full.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.